so please excuse my sarcastic tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample show now. Mr. Pistro, fraternity guy, you got my asshole bloodshot eyes. Get drunk and fight every night. Idolize Bradley, belittle women's rights. Homophobic, racist, and don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you can drive a bigger truck? So wear your baseball cap to the side to let everyone know that you're a nice guy. So cool, was so impressed. Lots of chicks in a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. She's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. Nice guys rule the planet. Why just can't understand it? How could abide by deception and lies? Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, sure, fuck.
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, sure, fuck.
Read it to the lyrics. Guess everybody gets their just desserts. Long as you remember that nice guy stitch. You're next on the list. Such a nice guy who speaks through his fists. Prick with a penchant for messing with heads. A broken nose for dinner and breakfast in bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But you'll probably kill her before she gets away from you. Swears in a pool of blood and cry. All your friends say that you're a nice guy. Have a drink, this one's on me. Look, you're doing fine, losing to your disease. Tomatoes, I'll pack your bags. Bury you with my cash, ready to go.
Everybody, welcome to the Plex. Welcome, podcast listeners. Welcome, YouTube people. If I put up just the podcast part of the show on YouTube, that's not the good part, though. I don't really ever put that show up on YouTube. Oh, also, people listening on the podcast, I just lied. You're listening to the good part, I promise. You can tune in every Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond into Red Light at twitch.tv/EchoPlexMedia. And this week, also in the Prayer Works group on Facebook. I'm producer Dave, and you can find me damn near anywhere.
I'm the Media Wench, and you can find me here on Echoplex. You can also find me basically everywhere that you can find producer Dave, except on Grindr. Let's do it. We got a big docket. Except for you got to make sure that everything's fine first.
Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine. I hope you have a real nice day. The weather, the traffic, the time, and the news. How's your commute? What do you do? Sorry I'm late. I kept hitting snooze. It's just one of those days. You know what they say. It is what it is. Ignorance is bliss when it rains, it pours. Couldn't ask for more. What goes around comes around, all in good time. I guess that your guess is as good as mine.
Everything's fine and everything's fine and it's great.
Everything's fine and everything's fine. I hope you have a real nice day.
Everything's fine and it's great, unless you're on this fucking flight.
Fucking suck! My parents are worth more than fucking 2 million goddamn dollars. And you know what?
What are you doing in coach then, buddy?
Yeah, you know what? My grandpa is worth
more than
fucking money. Fucking
attorney!
Shut the fuck up!
Hey! Hey! No! Chill! Chill! Come out!
Not all heroes wear capes.
Well, because this is the Plex, you know for sure that we got an interview with the dude who duct taped him, right? We found an interview. Here's the dude who duct taped him. It's a fucking little excerpt from an interview that he did. I don't know where he did it, but here's an excerpt of it.
Of a belligerent passenger causing sheer chaos in the air. And it got so bad that flight attendants had to duct tape the man to his seat. Ever since masks were required on airplanes, flight attendants say that their work has become downright dangerous.
Now understand something. I'm a flight attendant. That means I attend the flights. Sometimes our job has us attending to crazy people. If you push us too far, you're gonna have to attend this ass whooping. You see, because on this particular flight, I'm sitting in the jump seat and I'm just looking at him like the damn fool. He's spitting and cussing and going crazy. I say, that's enough. I got up and I walked over there. And by the way, this man smelled like a pack of Marlboro cigarettes, 4 shots of Everclear alcohol, and regret. So I know something's about to go down. At this point, he touching all over my coworker's breast. And where he f***ed up at is when he touched my titties, because I don't play that. So what I did is I took out the duct tape. I said, he got scared, start stuttering, say, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right. I said, yeah, we about to mummify your ass now, boy. Better than any Christmas present you ever see. He won't be coming on no more Frontier flights at all.
I don't know about that. Oh boy.
Oh, the news people got to be human for a second.
I know, I love it when news people like lose it over a story. It's better than watching somebody on like SNL break the fourth wall.
All right, so that was pretty good. Chat's saying that he's a comedian, you know, also a flight attendant. So just remember that if you do something real stupid on that flight, that somebody who's also very funny might make fun of you on the news. So here's Mark Lamont Hill kicking ass and taking names in that critical race theory discourse. This time he's talking with Utah Representative Steve Christensen. And just watch. This is amazing.
But you said critical race theory and the list goes on. Have you read critical race theory?
Yes. Yes.
What You're talking critical about race the, theory have you read?
The teachings of Herbert Marcuse. Herbert Marcuse and others.
Herbert Marcuse wrote and published before critical race theory was founded. Herbert Marcuse is not a critical race theorist. He was not a scholar of race theory and never identified, nor is he identified with the critical race canon. Why would you identify someone like Herbert Marcuse with critical race theory? Or better yet, what Herbert Marcuse writing did you read that was about critical race theory?
I don't know. I'm stupid.
Well, to answer your first question, obviously Herbert Marcuse, who came from Germany, studied in the Frankfurt School of Critical Theory. He obviously was an adherent to critical theory. And then after he came in 1934 to the United States, Columbia University, fast forward 1960s, 1970s, he essentially became one of the founders of critical race theory. One of his adherents, of course, Angela Davis, and then very, very recently, Ibram X. Kendi, just identifying Angela Davis as someone that he looks to as kind of an outspoken role model for critical race theory here in the United States.
With all due respect, almost nothing that you said there was factually accurate.
I fucking hate they have to preface it with all due respect, because none of anything that fucking asswad said was due any respect.
Right. Well, that's why people don't come on this show, actually. It's because I would say with the appropriate amount of respect, what you just said is bullshit.
Yeah.
Not with all due respect, just the appropriate amount. And then everybody can figure out what that means. There's 30 more seconds of this. This is great. A glorious idiot.
You said you read Marcuse. I only have 30 seconds. What Herbert Marcuse text did you read that was about critical race theory?
Yeah, I think there are so many questions that that we need to continue to get into. I would appreciate another opportunity to do that.
No, but this is just a single question. What Herbert Marcuse reading did you read? It's just a single question, though, sir.
Nothing.
What Herbert Marcuse text is about critical race theory?
Don't remember the name.
Well, that's convenient.
Okay. Thank you. Make four great students about critical race theory.
Don't remember the name.
Okay. You make for a great student.
Mark Lamont has been leaving a trail of destruction in his wake. Mark Lamont Hill, sorry, has been leaving a trail of destruction in his wake with these people. Also, we found out that the person who gave the interview earlier was an actor, not a flight attendant. That was they either punked the news or the news was in on it or whatever, but that wasn't the flight attendant. So
Why you gotta ruin it for me?
Well, we do, actually. That's one of the things. Like, people come here because they trust us or come to the podcast.
I know.
So Fox and Friends is going to have a segment, and all I'm saying is, like, what they're going to say here, maybe they should go on their own fucking network and say this shit to Tucker Carlson.
I also saw that in Arkansas, apparently about 20% of the people who are in hospitals with coronavirus, 20% of them are children. So that's one of the things they're obviously going to be talking about. There are a lot of kids under 12, cannot currently be vaccinated, but if your kids are over 12, you probably ought to get the shot.
Yeah, right. See a doctor, decide what you want to do. That's where usually people go to for medical advice, doctors.
I didn't go to a doctor before I got the shot.
Well, that's your decision.
Your absolutely.
That's your decision. But I don't think anchors should be recommending medical advice.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Kilmeade.
You know, but a lot of people have been tuning into the show for 25 years to see what we think about different things. I think if you have the opportunity, get the shot.
Fuck, go tell Tucker Carlson that shit, Steve Ducey.
Well, shit.
That reminds me, do you remember that clip we played a long time ago? We played it on Catterday recently, too, where that guy went out on the street and was trying to get people to talk to him, and then none of them would.
That was hilarious.
Deuce on the Loose, do you remember that?
Deuce on the Loose. Wow. Really? Is that what they call the segment?
Yeah, they called it Deuce on the Loose, but they were...
That's awful.
Yeah, they... Yeah, nobody would talk to him because he's Steve Ducey, but he had the right take there.
Broken clocks and all. We say this a lot.
We're going to stay on Fox and Friends and Friends and Friends and Friends and Friends because we got Brian Kilmeade of Fox and Friends really mad at the Wax Museum. Maybe. Oh, no.
Seeing that, I know they took a long time to ramp up for President Trump's animatronic likeness, and it seems to be a quicker turnaround for Joe Biden. What's your guess?
So it's actually, if you look just to the right of Biden, how I'm looking at him, it's those peach blossoms for the state of Delaware. So rather boring special item. Emily, I was going to guess, I don't know, pajamas, chocolate chip ice cream, note cards. One of those items might have worked as well.
Well, that was stupid.
They skipped right over Trump and fucking just went straight to Biden. You know what's funny is we had had a discussion with Little Ritz about it before. It's like, are they just going to like totally skip over Trump, or are they going to just completely dismantle the Hall of Presidents and replace it with something else?
That I don't know. I don't know. They should put him in there. Just put him in there with a fucking Big Mac and shit.
Buffet of fucking fast food.
So Newt Gingrich is making the rounds again on television. This is, you know, it is what it is. He's going to go full replacement on the Maria Bartiromo show because, of course, he is.
Look, they don't come all the way across Mexico for the purpose of visiting for 2 days. They want to be in America. And I think what's hard for most of us to accept is that the anti-American left would love to drown traditional classic Americans with as many people as they can who know nothing of American history, nothing of American tradition, nothing of the rule of law. And I think that when you go and you look at the radical left, this is their ideal model, is to get rid of the rest of us because we believe in George Washington or we believe in the Constitution. And you see this behavior over and over again.
Yep. Great replacement. The Democrats, in this case, instead of like George Soros, wants to replace all of the traditional Americans with people from other countries. It's the great replacement conspiracy theory.
Right. At what point do you get old enough to where that actually starts to become something that you worry about? Is it Newt Gingrich age, or is it like maybe 10 years before that?
That's a good question, but I mean, like, once you get old enough, eventually, I guess you're going to get replaced by somebody born on the same day that you were, right? Is that what
whether you like it or not?
Right, right. It's just your time. That's the only great replacement I believe in. Right. That eventually, you'll get replaced by somebody born on the same day that you passed away, and hopefully you lived a good life or didn't fuck too many people over. Do you remember Kenneth Copeland? Remember Kenneth Copeland?
Greasy Hands Copeland!
Well, Michael Flynn, the famous QAnon fucking person, gave a little speechifying at the Kenneth Copeland Church.
There are feel-great officers, I'm not happy to say, that just are glad they have a lot of rank. But General Flynn is a soldier's soldier. General Flynn,
part of the Q Army,
is the kind of man that will not ask a soldier, a slick sleeve like me.
A slick sleeve?
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
It's fucking slick hands that one time.
I was gonna say, no, the only time you get a slick sleeve is whenever you like put too much grease on your hands and it like soaks into the fucking sleeves of your suit.
Like when your cufflink doesn't operate as a barrier.
Listen, oil soaks into polyester really fucking fast, okay?
Vaseline soaks in even quicker.
And I'm so honored to be in his company. And so right now, with Gene Bailey's help, I would like for General Michael Flynn to join me on this platform, please.
Oh, we're not going to get to watch the fucking speech? Maybe he didn't get paid to speak.
Yes.
Oh, no speech.
Well, that's some bullshit.
Like I said, maybe he didn't get paid enough to speak. He only got paid enough to, like, put his face on Kenneth Copeland's channel.
Just show up and be like, hi, everybody, and okay, bye.
So it's like a...
Oh, you're one of those.
And by that, exactly. I mean, we're doing a Gorka clip. He's going to claim that the Delta variant is a scam. He's on Newsmax. And, of course, he's going to claim this.
It's one of the saddest things in the last year and a half that I realized, not only on my daily radio show, but now with my Newsmax weekly show, the Gorka Reality Check, that the nation I chose to become a citizen of has so much cowardice, so much lack of courage. The nation of 1776, of the doughboys, of the Normandy beaches, of September 11th, Flight 93, genuflected at the altar of St. Fauci and didn't see civil disobedience across the nation saying, no, you're not closing down my business. You're not forcing me to wear a mask, as the liberals like to say about abortion, my body, my choice. Your previous guest, Peter, was absolutely right. We have seen damage done to this economy and to the psyche of this nation that may never be repaired. And I want to be very clear about the facts. Very clear. We are talking about a disease that has a mortality rate of less than 1%. When it comes
to... No, that's incorrect. Incorrect.
Being masked in schools on playgrounds.
Like 3. The mortality 3. Something.
Isn't 0.5%. It is 0.05%. The Delta variant is a scam. Yes, it is more transmissible, but it is less deadly than the original coronavirus. This has nothing to do with health. This is about fear and government control. I want to see the American population. I don't care who you
are. The same old fucking shit, right?
That great spirit under MLK of civil disobedience. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough, but not for the fucking reasons that you think enough is enough, you fucking moron. I'm sick of this shit too, but I'm sick of it for a lot of other fucking reasons. And one of those is the tone of the fucking moment, and that is we're gonna snatch a defeat from the jaws of fucking victory.
Yeah, this is stupid. I don't understand like what the fuck he's talking about. I just don't understand. I mean, I understand. Mm-hmm. He's like trying to have it both ways too. He's like, oh, well, this is a hoax. Well, it's not really a hoax because it exists, but it's more more contagious or more contagious, but less deadly. But like he just fucking just straight up didn't say anything.
No. And that's how you keep the fucking grift going. Oh, we're going to do something. We're going to do it. You just stay tuned. We're going to do something. Send me your money.
So I'm of two minds about Jen Psaki. One, like, okay, she can dunk on people from Newsmax. But I also don't like the Yas Queen hashtag revolution fucking response to her. Mm-hmm. The fucking same people that got in those FBR parties and then wondered why a bunch of men's rights activists were talking shit to him a year later. Those people are all up in this business. And so just understand when we play her, the only value here is that she is very competent at her job. And that's it.
Okay.
Maybe it'll go. There we go.
It is Twitter.
Issue with Secretary Cardona yesterday. He mentioned that with Governor DeSantis, he was concerned about the EO he did regarding public schools en masse. And he said, we know what works. But one of the president's top COVID advisors, Michael Osterholm, just this recently.
Who's not a current advisor to the president.
But was so notable, right? Okay. He said in a television interview this week regarding mask wearing, specifically the cloth mask like so many of us are wearing here and what the kids are wearing in school, right, largely. He said it's just that the scientific community has been doing a disservice to the public on face coverings. He said that cloth masks like these have very limited impact on the amount of virus that you inhale or you exhale out. And he also...
That's bullshit. It's probably not going to stop you from getting it. It's likely to stop you from transmitting it.
Mm-hmm.
This is dumb. I think she's going to tell her that, though. It's like, I think she's about, you know, baseline, like, science, like, Dave amount of scientifically, I'm sorry, no, Dave amount of scientifically literate, yeah. At least. Not Steve, Dave. Sorry, everybody on Twitter who who is very nice and found me because I was making fun of Brett. You all got confused.
He also said that he's really disappointed in his colleagues for not making that more clear to the public. And that's sort of in line with the study that Governor DeSantis is citing as the basis for his executive order.
So I think you're confusing a few things there. But let me first say that Osterholm is not an advisor to the president, to the administration, to the White House. He doesn't work here. He's a private citizen and a medical, a public health expert. But a lot of public health experts are out there speaking, and good for them. I will say that we are going to continue to rely on the advice of medical experts in the federal government on what kind of masks we all should wear, what kind of masks kids should wear, and if they change that advice, then the Department of Education will be working with schools to make sure that's implemented as a mitigation measure. The issue we have taken with the guidance of Governor DeSantis, which he, of course, is fundraising off of, I think we should note, is that he is preventing schools and teachers and others from protecting themselves and the students in their classroom. And as a mother myself, that's concerning, and I'm sure it's concerning to mothers in Florida. I think we're going to have to continue. Go ahead. I think we've got to continue. Go ahead. You had a very long question. We've got to continue. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Emerald.
I'm sorry.
Better than fucking Sarah Sanders.
That is not Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Also, thanks for the shout out for people jamming on the Catterday Show last night. I do like DJing. Again, podcast people, twitch.tv/Echoplex Media. We could be called a variety streamer because I spin once a week.
Yeah.
And there's a variety of us here.
Right. Who was the first, was it Spicer?
It was Sean Spicer.
Was the first, oh God.
He did Dancing with the Stars. He's adorable now. Isn't that right?
I hate him.
All right. So check this out. You know who else you don't like is Tiny Dancer Ben. Right? It's like a...
All the things are bad. There are no good things.
This clip's actually pretty good. Tiny Dancer Ben went on the Bill Maher show this weekend. He talked to Malcolm Nance. And Malcolm Nance, you know, whatever. Kind of shit lib. Whatever. But he's like better than Ben Shapiro. And this is what happens when Ben Shapiro just talks to anybody who's just going to mildly and politely like push back and say something he doesn't agree with. Also, someone who's not like 19 with a security guard holding the microphone so they can't keep it. Someone who is maybe prepared to go speak about their ideas on television, Ben.
Oh, imagine that.
You know, by saying, oh, the Democrats run the House, the Senate, and the presidency, that's like, that reminds me of the chief from the Penguins, right? He has that secret power. He goes, there's nothing to see, boys. There's nothing to see. The last freaking 4 years saw the descent of the United States into almost sheer autocracy. Right. I've been on this show where we talked about it with one of my books where Russia was backing Trump. Russia backed Orban. Right. Russia backed, hold on, Austria. They backed the government of Serbia to do a coup d'etat in Macedonia. They backed France. The entire Western world was teetering on the edge of turning into an axis of autocrats. And to say, well, liberals do things on Twitter and that makes you bad, that ain't autocracy, son. What autocracy does is it destroys government.
Malcolm, I've noticed when you talk about how the last 4 years we're on the verge of autocracy. When did your last book come out?
2 years ago.
Who was president?
Donald Trump.
Were you thrown in jail? Was there any threat to do so?
Yeah, we weren't sliding towards autocracy because they didn't throw this guy who basically most people don't even really know who he is in jail for a book. That's not like the point he was making. He wasn't saying that I've been silenced or I was canceled under Trump. He like brought up other countries that were electing authoritarian leaders. We're talking Bolsonaro. I think it's Orban in Hungary.
But also, there was several other books from people who were much, 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 much closer to him that he was trying to put the kibosh on. So
here's 15 more seconds of this exchange. This is all probably the copyright will allow. And if Bill Maher comes after me for copyright, I'll be sad because I used to like Bill Maher. And then I'll have used to have liked him less, I guess. Oops.
Thrown in jail. No, but you know, I was pulled off air from television for 3 weeks by express letter written from the Trump White House to MSNBC to pull critics off of air.
And why
I wasn't the director of the CIA,
but Trump is.
All right. I don't know why they put that into two clips, but whatever. If I was a better producer of this show, I would have stitched that shit together like it was one clip. But I have other things to do. Give us more money, and I won't have other things to do.
Yeah.
The more money you give us, the less other things I have to do, and the more this looks like a real fucking show and a real, like, nah, it'll never look like a real news outfit. Oh.
I was talking to some of the State of Jefferson folks today. I was like, how do I get Reverge Anselmo to fucking fund me for $30,000 a month?
So you want to watch Sean Hannity?
No, but you're going to force me.
Well, I mean, you don't really have to be here. I prefer it when I do have a co-host, but I'm all right when we don't. we okay around here if it's just me.
I missed you guys, though.
So here's Sean Hannity going to protect Ron DeSantis from mean old Geraldo Rivera.
The virtue of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who has really done the best job, arguably.
Let me bring Dan in. We're focused on the borders.
This relates to that. On Tuesday in Florida, there were over 16,000 new COVID infections. Yesterday, Wednesday in Florida, there were nearly 17,000 new.
Ron DeSantis saved every older person. He used every state agency. No, this is not bash Ron DeSantis.
There was
a lot of these cases.
Fucking Cubed Bongino's just sitting there going, I get paid either way.
Oh, Bongino is on there. I was going to say, I mean, he's not defending himself against Dan Bongino.
Nah, Cubed Bongino is just like, this is a shit show. I'm going to get paid either way. We good.
Square Bongino.
Square Bongino. Oh, my God. Again, like if we had like a massive following, crank out a t-shirt tomorrow and sell 100 of them.
Sponge Dan Squarehead.
Here because of Joe. Dan Bongino.
This has nothing right, to do with Joe.
I want
to
say yes, it does.
Yes.
Dan.
Geraldo.
So they should redo that Crossfire show, and it should be Geraldo and fucking Hannity. Because they, every time it's Geraldo and Hannity, oh, fucking, I don't like Geraldo. Fuck Geraldo, but.
Like, Geraldo in the beginning, when he was getting fucking chairs thrown at him and shit, like, we've watched him on the Thursday show and been like, okay, for a couple minutes, we're going to go ahead and stand Geraldo because he had the good take, right? But
that was the 80s.
That was the 80s.
So check this out. Never trust anyone in a wooden room.
Never, ever.
And no, we don't have Brett and Heather on this show. They've been fired.
From this show or from all the shows?
From this show. We couldn't do the Wednesday. We couldn't do. I couldn't even do 2 a.m. tonight, maybe without them. Anyway, here's a guest in a different wooden room. Here's a Tucker Carlson guest on his like daily talk show. It's like Oprah, but you believe in the Great Replacement. And instead of everybody getting a new car under their seat, their immigration status is checked and people are removed from the building and deported. That's what this is like. They have a
23andMe fucking test underneath it.
Oh shit. There's a 23andMe. You have to fill out an IQ test before you get the, oh, they get the fucking micrometer out and fucking measure your skull too, before you get the studio audience.
I was just going to say a fucking paperback copy of the bell curve.
You have to do a book report on the bell curve to get into Tucker's studio audience for his weird wooden talk show. You have to get at least a B minus. Hold on. All right. Well, whatever. Here's Tucker's guest.
Motherfucking wooden room.
So I believe the American people, they're very tolerant people, Americans, and they're willing to give people the benefit of the doubt, but there is a limit. And
I need to put myself up on that fucking screen, like in that fucking wide shot.
When to stop.
Nice of him to remote in from his prairie.
Them for indoctrinating kindergarten kids is a bridge too far, should we say? And Americans are finally waking up. And when America...
Oh, again, we're waking up.
Formidable force.
I'm telling you, everything, fucking all the timelines we covered just became one fucked up timeline. And then trying to why wasn't this in the first hour of the show? Why isn't this during red light? Like everything just fucking, everything we were doing just came together. People said we were crazy for doing a news show about the things we were doing 5 years ago.
I know.
But it's all also the same thing now.
What it also ties this together is that Tucker also has a globe in his background.
Dave Rubin gave it to him. He was like, Tucker, Tucker, just don't call me the F word in public anymore, and I'll give you the $600 globe that I put behind myself to make myself look smart. I know you're building a wooden room.
I also like how he's perfectly positioned to have the flag in his background, so he looks like he's constantly staring at the flag like a proper cultist.
Well, I remain an optimist that we can win this. But
who is this?
Everybody gets into the fight.
I don't know who this is.
I'm just telling you, I got to stick myself right here in this fucking thing. Or no, we should put like hella different people here. Can somebody like, this is on a Media Matter. Somebody go find this and get us a quality version of this and then blank this out. People always do a green, but in this case, just blank it out with black and
yeah, then send it to us. Put Elmo in there. That'd be funny.
That'd be really funny. Elmo, no like Tucker Carlson.
Put Carlos Zapata in there. Put Nathan in there.
Elmo have black friends and nobody call Elmo racist. Elmo red.
Elmo don't have issue if different species of monsters are friends.
Elmo have reputation to uphold her. Elmo would fuck you up.
Elmo's gonna throw these hands.
Oh shit, we got Elmos in the chat. Oh my god.
Oh shit.
All right, hold on.
That's a re Elmo. That's re Elmo.
And push back. Where does this go, do you think?
Oh, I think that we'll be in camps. Look, the Democrats have already said that. The 75 million people who voted for Donald Trump need to be re-educated. They're yahoos who have been brainwashed, aren't they?
No, not all of them. It's just enough of them that it's a little something to worry about.
Listen, I just really need a drink of water.
This guy smells like the cigar that Steven Crowder smoked before heart surgery. Or this guy sounds like the cigar. Lord. You know? Oh, God.
Is he still alive?
Whatever it is. A conspiracy cult. They have no respect for people who disagree with them. And they talked about re-educating, which is, you know, now that their model is communist China.
Has he been listening to Mr. Brandon talk? Brandon be talking about fucking re-education camps all the time. But he's like, literally, I just want to send these people to college. They don't believe this stuff. I just want to force them to do it. And I was like, oh, I would have to kill you if I was like your second in charge.
You know, they've got, oh, you know, so much. They have such a large example of how to try to convert a population into your totalitarian vision.
Yo, he just said the Democrats are going to put people in camps. I think, like, oftentimes when they describe the left, I'm like, oh, I wish the left would do that. In this case, nah, not so much. I hope, like, the Democrats don't start throwing people in camps for their ideological views. But no. I really do wish the Democrats were a little closer to that than they are now, because they're like, oh, if we made you sad, Republicans, we're really sorry. Here's some tax breaks for your rich donors. Somewhere in between those two things seems like a reasonable place for the fucking Democratic Party to be, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, we get a palate cleanser. You're going to love this. You haven't seen this. This is fucking quality shit. 5 out of 7, intergalactic, fantastic palate cleanser. I'm not even kidding. This is amazing. You'll figure it out what it is as soon as it starts playing.
How fast are your teleporters? No teleporters. Flying cars.
No.
A high-speed train that goes around the planet?
No, you don't have that either. Okay. What about, does everyone have health care?
Is there enough food to go around? It looks like some people are starving. You do have enough food. Then why isn't it logistics? You want me to write logistics? Okay. Starving because of logistics. Have you colonized any other planets? Not even Mars, it's right down the street. I mean, things could be worse, right? Imagine if you were still fighting over resources. Oh, you do? You have big wars? Oh, and you have a pandemic. Right now, you have a pandemic. Oh, no, it's... Jason? Bring the sanitizer. Thank you.
I understand you have a very charismatic little biped called a dodo bird. I would love to meet one. Could you bring me a dodo? Could you show me a dodo bird?
Nope. No.
No, it's fine. Let's move on. You need to use the bathroom? Uh-uh. We haven't done that in centuries. We don't do that here. Oh, you still have prisons. Oh, Jason, they still have prisons. The malevolent creature known as Jared Kushner. Why has nobody trapped it in a jar? What? Why did you turn the wolf into the pug? Okay, well, I think that should be enough.
Oh, no, more. Please do more.
See you soon. Bye. Jason, burn their application. It's disgusting. The whole planet. Can you imagine the bathroom, Jason?
Told you. You hadn't seen that, had you?
What, you don't know how to use the three seashells?
But that's like really, I've been saying Earth's in a bad neighborhood the whole fucking time. It's not like, it's not our fault. Like we were,
yeah.
We're on the planet next to the moon and Mars. Like, what do we think was going to happen here?
Earth is a shithole country.
He didn't even mention Marjorie Taylor Greene, but we're going to mention Marjorie Taylor Greene. Sorry.
Excuse me, sir. That's Marjorie the Gathering.
This is a David Pakman viewer went to, we didn't even shout out David Pakman very often here. Don't agree with him on everything. More or less a net force for good, because he's the only person I ever saw interview Dane Wigington who was just at some point just stopped taking Dane Wigington seriously. And so this shout out to David Pakman. Don't agree with him on everything, but a David Pakman viewer got this, recording of Marjorie Taylor Greene doing a, what is that? Harmless
end user treason.
Ooh, I think it's harmless end-user terrorism.
Oh, okay.
I hate to correct you.
No, you don't.
I hope you don't think that I did that in bad faith.
It's just because I'm a woman. It's okay.
I'm just trying to tear you down, destroy your character. Anyway, here we go. Harmless.
How dare you call me a wench?
Harmless end-user treason.
And one more thing on that, you lucky people here in Alabama might get a knock on your door, because I hear Alabama might be one of the most unvaccinated states in the nation.
But is that door stolen from the White House, from the Senate?
Because I hear Alabama might be one of the most unvaccinated states in the nation. Well, Joe Biden wants to come talk to you guys. He's going to be sending one of his police state friends to your front door to knock on the door, take down your name, your address, your family members' names, your phone numbers, your cell phone numbers, probably ask for your social security number, and whether you've taken the vaccine or not. Yeah, well, what they don't know is in the South, we all love our Second Amendment rights.
So somebody's going to go door to door and ask you if you've been vaccinated in the South. And there you're going to be like, you know what? I have my Second Amendment rights. And that person's going to go, you know what? I don't give a fuck if you're vaccinated. And then they run. She's like telling people to like pull a gun on somebody who asks about the vaccine. Fuck, shut up. You don't pull a gun on anybody that comes to your door.
Showing up on our front door, are we?
I mean, maybe you're not, but I thought fucking like one of the things about the South was that the strangers were kind to you and shit. I thought that was one of the things, is that that fucking that Southern hospitality and shit. And fucking, I guess Southern hops. Well, fuck, now the South is irredeemable. The hospitality's gone.
Mm-hmm. I came for my sweet tea and my mint julep, not your fucking boomstick.
They might not like the welcome they get. Let me tell you something else that makes me sick. We have a man that no one elected. You didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him. I'm not talking about Joe Biden. I'll get to him in a minute.
That was the comedy part.
I'm talking about Dr. Tony Fauci. We didn't vote for him. He makes more money in the federal government than the president of the United States.
Okay.
Don't forget, President Trump never took a paycheck, everybody. Right? But Joe Biden takes
liberties with Ivanka.
Dr. Tony Fauci funded with your tax dollars. He funded it in the Wuhan lab.
Oh, this shit. Oh, she's playing the hits. She's playing the hits.
This is an elected member of Congress, everyone. Yay!
At least she knows how to play the hits. I mean, to be fair, like Sarah Palin would have been like, Dr. Fauci, wargle bargle. So, like, the problem is she's less stupid than Sarah Palin, but she's also, like more evil. Like, if you could replace her right now with Sarah Palin, you would do the harm reduction and replace her with Sarah Palin right now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all the way down the rabbit hole.
So you might as well just go for it.
We're screwed. We're so fucked.
We're so fucked. And 2022 is coming, and we are so fucked.
Because no one listens to me. Like, me and the councilman should be running the Democratic Party right now. We got this. Also, like, fucking, what, there's 38 people? There'd be 3,800 people watching right now if me and the councilman ran the Democratic Party. See, everybody wins.
Yep.
Actually, except the rank and file Democrat, because they get some fucking truth that ain't, like, comfortable for them. Anyway, hold on.
COVID-19. The gain of function research. That is his baby. That is his experiment. And he's getting to watch it in the real world, like a live television show.
Whoa, she just went up on stage and said that fucking Anthony Fauci funded a lab to do a thing that she doesn't. I don't know what the fuck gain of function research is, and I don't think fucking it matters what it is, right? But she just said that he funded the gain of function research at the Wuhan lab to release the virus on everyone just as an experiment.
But she's like a Trump lady, right? Shouldn't she be like, but I mean, you need to counteract that with, but Trump made the vaccine. You don't have to believe it. You just have to say it, right? Because this person's an idiot.
I can't believe.
Haven't you ever heard of Operation Warp Speed, Mrs. The Gathering?
Yo, this is shit that was like solidly in red light. Even during Trump. Like, 2018, this person, no, this is just the news now. This is just what your elected representatives are doing.
Fucking fuck, we're fucked.
You know, fuck all them weird podcasts that told us to do regular news too. You know, who's got a podcast that charts in iTunes now? None of them do. But it's not this one. We don't chart in iTunes on the Sunday show. Don't worry about that. Wednesday, though. Anyway, we got to listen to the rest of this. I'm sorry. Like, the thing is, it's not going to get less crazy.
Mm-mm.
Where he has the front row seat, he gets to watch what happens. So this man sent your tax dollars, my tax dollars, through a third party to the Wuhan lab, where the gain of function was used to take a virus.
The gain of function was used.
And it was changed into a virus that spread between humans all over the world, has gotten people sick, and they're dying. They died, and they're still dying. That's what Tony...
Yo!
That's what Tony Fauci wants.
She just said that the virus, it was taken from some kind of animal virus, and they used the gain of function, whatever the fuck that means. That's magic, obviously.
Made it up.
Fucking wizardry and shit. And they use the wizardry, the gain of function wizardry, to turn the virus into a virus that spreads among humans. And now Tony Fauci has a big front row seat. He got a fucking skybox, but he doesn't use it because he's got a front row seat to the fucking fucking virus that he inflicted on humanity by giving the Wuhan lab the money to gain the function. Don't you understand? Yo, I've like had one drink. Or one drink and a beer. I'm not drunk. I'm just fucking, I'm fucking every once in a while. The situation that we're in, we don't even have the situation in power anymore. It just washes over me, right? And it usually doesn't happen on the podcast version of the show. So thanks everybody for tuning into the podcast. But like, the place we are is insane.
It's insane.
Like, why, how did we get here? Is it our fault? Did we fucking tap into Betty Washam and Madison Star Moon and Sebastian Gorka in just the right way to fucking destroy the world? Or what's going on?
Dude, we have been screaming at everybody for fucking years to pay attention to this shit. And then they ignored us. And then while they were fucking starting to ramp it up, we're like, hey, you should talk to us because we've been paying attention to this shit. And they're like, no, y'all are a bunch of fucking drunk stoners and we don't want that kind of fucking blah, 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 blah. But it's like, you know what? Us fucking drunk stoners had our finger on the pulse of crazy. And and now we're fucked.
Because
nobody who is in a position to be credulous knows how to rip on that social media game.
Well,
right.
I mean, neither do we. I lost an account for calling Jacob Wool a dumb twink. I mean, I know I shouldn't have done that.
Well, like today, for example, like in California, the politics is extra crazy because we got like one recall election going on and then we have all this like superfluous shit going on in Northern California. But today, one of the people at one of the recall booths was like, oh, this supervisor is providing Mexican cartels illegal grows with water. And I'm like, when these people are out that are like trying to collect signatures for a recall are saying crazy shit like that, y'all need to show up there with a fucking camera.
Yo, you know, it's really and funny then, is our next clip is somebody trying to get somebody to vote for somebody for city council. And the person who they're trying to get them to vote for city council in Knoxville, Tennessee, just thinks you should pour pee in your ear to cure an ear infection. But the person who answers the door, some good old boy in Knoxville, Tennessee, they know that. And that's the interaction you're going to describe. It's like it's like the ultimate like local politics interaction that we're going to watch here. Check this out.
Hi, Mr. McMahon.
It's the urine drinker, Elizabeth Murray.
I'm sorry?
Elizabeth Murphy?
Yeah.
She puts pee in her ears. Yeah, she's on Facebook talking about urine therapy.
I'm not aware of this.
You should probably look that up.
Okay. Well, I'm just here about the city council elections.
Yeah.
She's running for District 1.
Yeah.
City council.
She's a nut job. You might want to do a little more research before you start coming out here and praising her.
Okay.
She's talking about how the benefits of urine if you put it in your ear and you how to catch it midstream and stuff. So look it up on Facebook.
Okay. Well, sorry. Yeah. Thank you for your time.
Don't put pee in your ear.
Fucking fantastic, yeah?
He just media went to that dude.
I'm telling you, like, again, fucking 5 years ago, I would have been like, hey, check this out. In 5 years, there's going to be somebody running for city council in Knoxville, Tennessee. Where they think you should put pee in your ear. And they're like, nah.
Don't put pee in your ear. Let's see here.
Oh, Rick Wiles. We're like 10 minutes to red light here, so we're going to do Rick Wiles. Rick Wiles, I don't know if he's I don't know what platform he's broadcasting on, like DLive or BitChute or whatever. I just get my Rick Wiles from Twitter. So he's going to talk about Praiser, which is actually not a Grindr competitor, but it's an app for your phone.
I'm shocked it's not a Grindr competitor, honestly.
The Carrie Underwood special is this Friday night, tomorrow night, on TBN, 8 p.m. Eastern, 9, 10, 11 are the repeats. Praiser and God Tribe are co-
Wait, he got Carrie Underwood?
This national telecast.
We need to go check out Media One. Check out Carrie Underwood. See what she's been missing for a while. Hold on, we got to start this over.
The opportunity he gave us to be part of it tomorrow night.
We got to look into Carrie Underwood though.
The Carrie Underwood.
Somebody might need to come get their girl.
Friday night, tomorrow night, on TBN, 8 p.m. Eastern, 9, 10, 11 are the repeats. Praiser and God Tribe are co-sponsoring this national telecast, and I'm just I give God all the praise and glory and the honor for the opportunity he gave us to be part of it. A lot of people, millions of people are going to see Praiser and God Tribe.
Amen.
A lot of people are going to see it tomorrow night.
What a blessing.
I think a lot of us are going to find out something interesting about Carrie Underwood. Maybe she went. Maybe she, nah, she might have gone potato. She might have gone potato and no one noticed. We could be like on the fucking, on like the bleeding edge of the Carrie Underwood potato story.
To be fair, she advocates for personal destruction of personal property over such things as adultery. So I'm not a huge fan of Carrie Underwood either. And then made it a fucking anthem.
So would you like to do the only story we're going to do for like 6 months about Sister Subaru? All right, do you want to do it?
Yeah, go for it.
Did you know Devin Nunes is probably thinking about telling everyone that he's thinking about telling everyone that he's suing Rachel Maddow?
I hate Devin Nunes.
Thin air. Ha, ha, ha. So look, she just concocted this out of thin air. Ha, ha, ha. The joke's on her. We'll see her in court. And my bet, Greg, is they will do everything but meet me in court because she just made that nonsense up. Because they think they can get away with it, and I'm not going to let it stand.
So where do things stand legally? You filed, and there is a court date. There's not a court date. Yeah,
we just filed it yesterday. You guys were on top of this, and we'll have to serve them, and then they'll have a chance to respond. My guess is we'll get their response in the next couple months. But I promise you this: they will not want to meet me in court. So they will try.
They will not
everything they can. They'll claim First Amendment that they're a media, that I'm a public figure, because the one thing I've learned through all of this is these media companies never want to meet me in court. And it's kind of ironic because, you know, if you believe half the things you say about me, why would you not want to get discovery on me and depose me for hours and ask me all these wonderful questions that you could?
Because they're a fucking newscaster. No,
well, don't mess with Congressman Nunes. I don't think that's a very good idea at all. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Keep us
posted. That's right. He sued the fucking cow. The cow follows me on Twitter, by the way. The cow's one of my Twitter. The cow knows what's up. That cow's smart. Follows Gay Steve. Nope, not Gay Steve anymore. Gay Dave.
You have Larry Flint to thank for us being able to make, for people to be able to make accounts that are Devin Nunes's cow.
All right, this is our last story in the regular part of the show this evening, and then I, you know what I'm going to do? I fucking told myself I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to go to pack cigarettes while that fucking thing plays. But check this out. This is on the One American News Network. They're really fucking freaking out about the Muppet Babies. The Muppet Babies, I guess, are a thing again, or they've been a thing the whole time, but now they're Muppet Gender Babies, and OAN is pissed.
So continuing our discussion from before the break, the Muppets are now the latest children's television show to push gender dysphoria onto young kids. Over the week, in the episode in question, caught a lot of flack, and rightfully so, from conservative circles, after the male character Gonzo was reintroduced as a transgender princess named Gonzarella.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's so cute. We stand Gonzarella. This is a Gonzarella stan channel for the next 6 months.
Here's a snippet of that scene.
The princess who came to your ball tonight was me.
Oh my God, I love Gonzarella.
But Gonzo, why didn't Vu tell us?
Because you all expected me to look a certain way.
Joining us now to discuss is Mary Margaret Olohan. She specializes in reporting on social issues for the Daily Caller News Foundation, and she joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Tucker's rag.
Thanks for having me.
Chris, you've been on this beat for a while now. First it was, I mean, Arthur, Blue's Clues, My Little Pony, and now it's Muppet Babies. I'm sure I missed so many in between. Why do you think we're starting to see such an oversaturation of
based Gonzarella
content in shows for kids?
You're right. We are seeing so much of this lately, and it's kind of escalated in the past couple weeks, actually. But we know that a lot of activist organizations like GLAAD are purposefully seeking out putting people in television shows, movie production, children writing children's books in social media. They want to be teaching children about this kind of thing younger and younger, and they're very transparent about it. They want to.
So are you, but you're also transphobic.
About gender ideology and more progressive sexual.
Hey, look, there's us.
And right, there's
have these children learning these concepts younger and younger.
And what I see, I know something you report on quite often as well, is that when it comes to the LGBTQ messaging, a lot of the times it acts as a foot in the door toward the sexualization of children.
No.
No.
Oh, that fucking shit. They're coming for your fucking. Oh, we got it. They're coming for your fucking kids, man. It's just.
You know what? Where were these motherfuckers like 25 or 30 years ago when Gonzo was a chicken fucker? Okay.
I'm you want to talk for about children?
Normalizing fucking bestiality when Gonzo would flirt and fucking like not so thinly veiled insinuate that he is going to in fact fuck chickens.
It's also interesting that like the pig just always beat the shit out of the frog and they weren't mad about that either.
Right? Domestic abuse.
All right, check this out. Meaty Wench, read us out.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to or watching the Plex this evening. We do this every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and on into red light. Please download us or follow us or click the like button or the subscribe button or whatever on any video player or podcatcher that you are listening to or watching the show on. I'm the Media Wench. I'm here on Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays sometimes and Thursdays and all some other days. Join our Discord, discord.me/Echoplex. And during red light, we do take phone calls if the producer is watching the phone lines. That's 415-903-PLEX. That's 7539 for those of you who do not speak phone. Anything else?
Nope, that's good. Live listeners, hang out. This is Boomers. Probably one more track will play after that because I got to run to the Stowe real quick. The Stowe is really, really close and I have a bicycle. Tell your friends about the show and yeah. Whatever. Fucking, I don't know. Don't tell your friends you watch this show. They may change their opinion of you.